There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Are we shopping in the middle of the night? That's the big question this morning. New figures, and that sounds like the sort of shopping in the middle of the night sort of music, doesn't it?
It does.
New figures out in the UK suggest that people are increasingly doing more spending in the wee hours. John Lewis has seen a 23% increase in nocturnal spending, and Barclaycard has found similar. It says a 10:15 at night is the most common time in the UK to make a purchase. Well, that all got us a bit curious as to whether bedtime buying is a thing here in the UAE. We're joined on the line now by Sarah Jones, who is the founder and CEO of Spree. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
What are you guys seeing at Spree? Are we partial to a bit of late night spending here in the UAE?
So definitely. I mean, I don't know whether our demographic is slightly different to some of the other verticals in the world, but I guess with mummies buying on the site, you know, what we see, we've, you know, done quite a lot of analysis of this actually over the course of the last 12 months, because it feeds into how we're marketing to these mums, is actually that falls quite well into the when the kids are at school, which is, I guess, not doesn't sound crazy. And we actually have the biggest surge in traffic on our site between 11 and 1. So that's when they're asleep, or that's when they're at nursery or at school. And, you know, that's a huge spike for us, and that jumps up by about 50%.
What about the evenings, though? So that's the morning when the kids are at school. What about when everyone's in bed?
So, yeah, when everybody's in bed, we have about 20% of our traffic that actually, or 20% of our sales and traffic that are happening between about 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. So after 3 a.m., I think people, the mums probably are really knackered and they are fast asleep till 6. But between 9 and 3, we have quite a surge in traffic. But what's actually quite interesting is the type of products that are bought. So, you know, I know that from the UK, a lot of the travel and a lot of the holidays are actually booked over the nighttime. But we actually see that a lot of the strollers and the toys for those bigger items, maybe to keep the kids, you know, entertained at the weekend, etc., they're the actual ones that are built, the larger purchases. And during the daytime, it's actually the you know, the smaller purchases, your diapers, your essentials, etc.
That's interesting. Does that mean that the average spend at night is larger than in the day?
Yeah, it is.
Do you have any theories as to why that might be? People might feel a bit more relaxed maybe in the evenings?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe they've got the time then with their husband or their partner in the evening to be able to, you know, have those discussions about, you know, making that larger purchase, that larger stroller purchase, or that larger toy purchase of that trampoline or something like that. You know, and probably got the peace to be able to browse, compare prices, etc., rather than having to make a quick dash purchase on their phone and, you know, buy their nappies on the move, for instance.
Does it factor in at all to returns? Is there any suggestion that things that people buy at 2 a.m. in the morning they might regret and cancel the order or return or not take the delivery?
We don't actually see much change in that during the nighttime and the daytime, to be honest with you. You know, it's really the spike in the type of products that people are buying. But also the spikes during the daytime, you know, like I said, at lunchtime, after about 3 p.m. And then it really does pick up in the evening post 9 p.m. as well.
So how do you use that data, Sarah, both in terms of how you staff up and also in how you sell, how you make offers?
Yep. So, I mean, a lot of our sites, or a lot of our sales, should I say, are driven by digital marketing. You know, so for us, it's making sure that we are in a prominent position on Google AdWords, making sure that we're in a prominent position on all of our digital channels at the right time. We also do a lot of personalization on Spree, so we're pushing offers to people, we're promoting certain products, promoting certain categories at different times of the day, and also at, you know, different days of the week as well. So actually the data that we see and analyze for our business intelligence team on a daily basis is crucial to know how we're going to spend our cash and how we're going to market to these consumers to make our bang for our buck, so to speak, the most effective.
The data that we were looking at initially coming out from John Lewis is British, and we're hearing anecdotally about a lot of people taking advantage of the weaker pound to do some online shopping and get stuff sent out here. Are you seeing any effect of that? Have you seen any sort of drop in orders as the pound has fallen?
We haven't. I think the main reason is probably the fact that, one, we do actually list a lot of international products on our site, whereby if the price of the pound goes down, then the price of the products on our site will actually go down as well, which is, I guess, one of the nice things about Spree is we're not just working with the products that are here within the region, but also the products that we are working with here tend to be quite large products. You know, like I said, your large toy systems, your trampolines, your strollers, etc., whereby if you are shipping them in from the UK, you're typically paying a lot more in shipping costs rather than working with a local player in the region here where you know are obviously getting free delivery.
Sarah Jones, founder and CEO of Spree, thanks so much for joining us on the line this morning.
Thank you very much, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.